no bleak in his mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey. Hello, people out there out in, as they say, Radio Land. I don't know why they say that, since you're the listener and we're the radio people. So where are you out there in Radio Land? Well, maybe you're the receiving end of the radio waves. Maybe that justifies that phrase. I don't know. But here we are, Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show here at CITR Vancouver. Picked up some from the playlist here by Zela with an X-E-L-A. It's always impossible to pronounce the X. It always comes out as Z or Z, doesn't it, my friends? Zela. X-Zela. Album called In Boca Al Lupo. And it's from Type Recordings. Label I don't know much about, typerecordings.com. It's a place to go for that. I've set up a lot of very, very strange tracks for you tonight, which I'm kind of excited to get to. So, yeah, stay tuned for those. For right now, let's listen to Zela and Ut Nos Vivekaret. Thank you.
Creates this outcry.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically Disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Yes, you are listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9, Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you tonight. Just heard a nice little half-hour dark ambient set there. Intercom, that last track called I Puked a Rainbow. Yes, sir, that is from the various artists, female electroacoustic artist compilation Les Sun 666 from the Canadian Council for the Arts. Again, that was Intercom with I Puked a Rainbow. And before that, you had a CD that came in the mail to me. I just got it today. Offset Needle Radius versus Nickname Rebel. That is on a Wow Cool record label. That's the name, Wow Cool. And the track we heard is Print Through. And that is evidently, I think from what it, well, the cover art anyway is from out of Portland, so I think the rest of it might be as well. It was mastered in Portland, so there you go. Composed and performed by Joshua Baker and Mark Arsenault, recorded January 2009 in Kittery, Maine? Portland, Maine? Or Portland, Oregon? I'm confused. Track 1 mixed by Offset Needle Radius, and tracks 2 and 5 mixed by Nickname Rebel. Anyway, there you go. There are 5 tracks on this noisy little release from Wow Cool. We heard Zinli Supreme in there with I drew a picture of my eyes. That is from their release called Murder License, which if you can find, you'd be kind of lucky to. Started the show with Zila, another X band in there, with Utnos Vivekaret from the CD called In Boca al Lupo there. And well, what do we got coming up here? Let me think about it. Let's play play another message. We'll just get some business out of the way. We'll come back with something interesting, I'm sure. Yes.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Oh my. Okay, guys. Hold on a sec. It's here, a track by Typewriter now. This one's called It's Everything. Actually, just a minute.
Give me a lo que se olvidan los viejos con espíritu inmortal, lo hiciste por el de lo que se olvidan los viejos con espíritu inmortal, lo hiciste por el de lo que se olvidan los viejos con espíritu inmortal, lo hiciste por el de lo que se olvidan los viejos con espíritu inmortal, lo hiciste por el de lo que se olvidan los viejos con espíritu inmortal, lo hiciste por el
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The Slate Pipe Banjo Draggers there with Old Long Sin from the various artists compilation called Auld Lang Syne, which is a bunch of different artists doing a take on the classic New Year's Eve track, Auld Lang Syne, from Comfort Stand Records. Gang Wizard was in there before that with KQ Means Let Me In from the album, obscure album called Jekyll Loves Hyde. I'd heard Skeleton Key in there from their album called Typewriter. Or is it the other way around? I think it's the other way around. Anyway, yeah, Typewriter from the album Skeleton Key. I get those mixed up all the time. All the time. And I thought, hey, I won't tonight. No. But yet. Alright. Here, I'm just feeling around as I'm speaking to you. Okay, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I think it's time we got into our track that we've been playing every week for a while here, Phantogram, Running from the Cops. This is one that everybody needs to own. One of my favorite tracks right now, besides my Blank Dogs obsession. This is Phantogram, once again, Running from the Cops on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Blank Dogs there, like I alluded to earlier. Blank Dogs and a track called Epic Moves from On Two Sides, a Blank Dogs album that came out not that long ago. Newer one is called Under and Under, which is very good too, especially if you buy the fancy vinyl version of that. We heard Fantagram in there, Running from the Cops, from the EP Running from the Cops. And it's time for us to get into a little calendar of events type thing. Starting tomorrow night, let's talk about what's going on the weekend here, shall we? Won't you? Mass Undergo tour kickoff party with special guests. Mass Undergo, The Saints, Collapse, and Scarlet Rain at the Bourbon tomorrow night. Doors at 7. Annihilate, Reckoner, and Abriosis at the Cobalt. The Dead Weather show is sold out, of course, because you got a superstar playing in a band, so everybody's got to go, oh, superstar! Fandangos and the Hip Show and Double Shot at the Fairview Pub. You have the Das Boot, 4 bands, 4 hours, 1 boat, with Meat Draw, Grass City, Hank Pine, and Lily Fawn, and the Alley Bourbon Bootleggers. That is at the MV Abitibi Boat Cruise. What the hell? I don't know. I just read them. So, let's see. Collapsing Opposites tour kickoff with, believe it or not, Collapsing Opposites and Rollmock at Pat's Pub. Thank you. Thank you very much. You got the Good Times and Hawaiian Bibles and the Armadillotants and Guests at the Railway tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Johnny and the Wailers, or Wallers. Can't really see that. At Toby's. And then they got Saturday night, Dead Weather at the Commodore again. And I assume that one's sold out as well. So, should you even bother? I don't know. My friends in Greenbelt, and we'll be playing with Witchwater and Adam Carter and Teal Booth at the Funky Winker Beans. Just like to say that. Funky Winker Beans. Scenery in Stereo, the White Latum at Malone's. Pissed Jeans and Womankind and Beelines at the Media Club. La Gem and Juvie at Pat's Pub. Skullhammer and Nilithia, I believe that says. And Death Toll Rising at the Civil Ruin. You know what to do. Take a drink, my friends. Danny's birthday and a psychedelic garage rock party. Woohoo! Featuring Danny Echo and the Polished Rocks. And Cinder Pop and Orchids and Vines at the Railway. Spitfires and Budokan and the M's at Rickshaw Theater. And those are some of the things that are going on this weekend for you. Now, it is time for us to get into the news of the Olympics. Yes, my friend. It is that time again. So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, here's the release from, well, you're not going to believe this. Well, yes, maybe you heard this already, so maybe you were. McDonald's at Vancouver 2010's Olympic Winter Games. Yes, sir. This is from the McDonald's Media Center. Oak Brook, Illinois, February 12th, 2009. There's just 1 year to go until the... I guess this is some time ago. But, McDonald's is fixing to be the official Olympic Games restaurant. Yes, you heard me right. Yes. But it says here there's just 1 year to go. There's not that much left now, right? Just a few months, right? Until the 2010 Winter Olympic Games get underway in Vancouver, Canada, as a worldwide partner of the Olympic movement, McDonald's is preparing to once again feed the athletes and share the excitement of the games with millions of customers across the globe. Yes. Feeding the world's best athletes. That's what I think of when I think of McDonald's. As the official restaurant of the Olympic Games and the only branded food service retailer, McDonald's is planning three new Olympic venue restaurants, two in the Olympic Villages located in Vancouver and Whistler, and a third in Vancouver for media. Hey. Ooh. That could mean us. Menu favorites will be served by the McDonald's Olympic Champion Crew, made up of top-performing restaurant employees from across Canada. Hey, there you go. Only the best for the best. Spectators will be able to share in the Olympic spirit and enjoy McDonald's quality and variety at any of the more than 40 McDonald's restaurants located in the Vancouver and Whistler areas. Is there a contradiction in terms? I don't know. I don't know how far to go with this thing. Let's see. McDonald's Canada. As a host country and where the first McDonald's restaurant outside the U.S. opened in 1967, McDonald's Canada will activate a wide variety of programs and promotions leading up to and during the games to celebrate Canada's Olympic spirit nationwide. Activities include special menu promotions. Would you like fries with that? Television commercials selecting McDonald's Olympic champion crew and champion kids from across Canada, and alliances with top Canadian athletes such as speed skater Cindy Clausen, who's Mennonite, don't you know? Mennonite already. Figure skater skater Patrick Chan and diver Alexandra Despati. Oh, God. You can tell I'm a fan, can't you? McDonald's Canada will provide ongoing support for McDonald's 2010 Hopefuls, a program that celebrates the importance of family and community on the journey to the pinnacle of sport. More information is available at hopefuls2010.ca. McDonald's, my friends. The food of Olympic champions. I need to say any more. Let us let's maybe move on to some an announcement, and we'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
My material. Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
It's about time for everyone to rise and shine.
My goodness, it's late. It's very late. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Good morning. Boy, am I gonna wake you up. Now listen, are you ready to bust your chops? Now come on. You know this is really the best way to start your day, and you need this time to take care of you. Now don't think about anything else but getting that body in shape, because you deserve it. Now hold the stomach in. Come on, give me some good posture. Hold your head up high. Tighten those buns. Get ready, because this is for you!
Squeeze the sphincter muscles in the anus and sex organs. Hold the that squeezing and clenching as tightly as possible for a count of five. One, two, three, four, five.
We'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with us.
So,
needless to
say,
I am,
but that me
stumbling away.
Slowly learn that
life
is okay. Say
after
me, it's
no
better to be safe than sorry.
Take
on me.
In here, see, that is a little mix of various artists from People Like Us, And that was a special, I don't know, a giveaway sort of thing she did for the New Jersey station that will remain nameless at this point. But I think you know which one it is. And people like us, which is Vicky Bennett out of London, England, she does this this show. Well, I don't know if she still does it. Did it at odd times back then. And it was called Do or DIY. And she put together this compilation of stuff she did on her show where she mixed a lot of these bands. So in there, you're hearing some Ozzy Meso. You heard at the start the Take On Me track done with the death metal vocals that was by Rank Sinatra. And then after that, a Dictionary Oki version of Take On Me by, I forget who does that. One of the people on my Snuggles list, though, I'm pretty sure. And so there you go. People Like Us, A Happy Mess, if you want to look that up. A Happy Mess from peoplelikeus.org, place to go for that. The Brand Flakes were in there with, I forget what track that was. I'm going to have to look that up a little later. But they were the Brand Flakes. And Din A Test Build appears to be the artist that I played. And in German, it's hard to pronounce. I don't know. Logischer Gefährpunkt. All right. Slaughtered that language. Thank you very much. From New Wave Complex, one of the New Wave Complexes, which there are many. There are many. And, they came out. I was trying to explain this to Irene earlier. These are various artist compilations known as Tribute to Flexi Pop 1 through 10, Return to Flexi Pop 1 through 10, New Wave Complex 1 through I don't know how many, Nun Night of Flexi Pop 1 through, I think they just went to 4 on those. And Shockwaves is another one. Tribute to Some Bizarre is another bunch of these compilations. And there are tens of dozens of these things out there. And they're all meant to gather up a lot of obscure 80s electro, minimal, and cold wave tracks and put them together in... compilations that you can get online. They're not official, but you can get them on file sharing programs online. People put together just because they'd probably never be heard again unless they do that. So there you go. Tribute to Flexi Pop, New Wave Complex, Shockwaves, Nun Night of Flexi Pop, Tribute to Some Bizarre, all of those. Look them up sometime. You'll be surprised. Now we're moving into track by A Trillion Barnacle Laps now called A Cruise. The album's called A Cruise in Heaven. The track's called Stamina. And Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Stay tuned.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch